I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, a Sudanese believer may find out whether or not he's facing an apostasy charge, a crime which carries the death penalty in Sudan. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says security officials arrested 12 from a house church meeting 2 weeks ago. And because some were believers from a Muslim background, they were tortured and pressed to recant. Just one refused, a man named Tajuddin, the leader of the church. He's got a court hearing tentatively scheduled for October 28th, so please be praying. And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, puts a prime focus on what it means to be an indigenous church and how they can help it grow. Sat7's Dennis Ween says they provide resources for believers in the region. Plus, communication is key as Sat7 works to stay both biblically accurate and culturally relevant. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.